Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
On a give for the all-time leading rusher for the Niners, Stephon Gore cuts it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40, couple of tight ends, receiver right, and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle, across the 30, to the 20, inside the 10. Touchdown!
First down and 10, Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out! He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown!
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at Koopa Troopa 8. This week, I want to talk about something that is something that I always like to do around this time of year, and it's to look at the value of old players versus young players by comparing their season-long projections in terms of what their rank overall. I personally like to use Fantasy Pros Expert Consensus Rankings because I feel like it just combines everyone's biases all into one nice little package for us. And then compare it with some set of Dynasty Rankings. In this case, along that same idea, I'm combining it with Keep Trade Cut. And what I look for is the players that have the highest discrepancy between the ranks of those two sources. And so what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to go through quarterbacks and running backs and talk through the ones with the highest discrepancies. And then I'm going to do the same thing next week with the wide receivers and tight ends. We're getting that time of year where this kind of stuff can be very useful and also help us level set a little bit before this season comes. That way we at least have some amount of expectation and we aren't getting too over the skis on anybody, or we aren't sitting there going, oh, this guy's worth nothing, when really he should be worth a decent amount to us, and maybe you can go and snag a little bit more of them before the season starts. So with that, let's start with the quarterbacks who are ranked higher on Fantasy Pros compared to Keep Trade Cut. And so this is the players that you would think are going to do better this year than their dynasty value might show. The first player out of this list that is somebody who has a very, very large difference is actually Justin Fields. So Justin Fields, in terms of their Fantasy Pros prediction, it's 11. He's projected to be a back-end quarterback one. But for Dynasty, he's ranked 24. That's a difference of 13. And if you're looking at it that way, what it means is we have a lot of ability where if Justin Fields does well, if it looks like, you know, he's going to be able to find a little bit of a career here in New York, and he's going to be able to actually hold down this offense, be productive, maybe prevent them from wanting to go out and get another quarterback, well, he's going to be somebody that's going to fly up Dynasty rankings. Now, I know this is something that a lot of people have been talking about for this offseason. I know a lot of smart people that have said Justin Fields is an absolute value because if he hits huge. And if he doesn't hit, it's not like you're spending that much for him. So this is maybe something that he might be stuck on the teams that he's stuck on. But the value proposition is there. If he hits, he's probably a quarterback one. And if he's a quarterback one and then he gets some long-term stability, or it looks like he's going to play himself into some long-term stability, well, then that's wheels up for dynasty value. You can go all of a sudden from somebody who might be worth a late first right now, like a contender's first, you might be able to trade that for him, to somebody that might be worth multiple firsts. If we are that confident that you're going to get multiple years of what we would expect to be quarterback one production out of Justin Fields. So he's one player that you might want to consider targeting. Dak Prescott, he is ranked on Keep Trade Cut quarterback 21, but for Fantasy Pros, he's ranked 10. That's a difference of 11, but it's essentially the same as Justin Fields. The only difference is that his overall age is 32, like he is an older quarterback, but we don't necessarily see signs that, you know, he's slowing down, that anything's going to change where we think that he's going to significantly be different 2 to 3 years from now. Sure, 2 to 3 years from now, CeeDee Lamb is starting to hit that age where it might be a little concerning. Can he keep up the crazy amounts of seasons that he's had? But everything we can see from Dallas this year is that Dak Prescott has the opportunity to, even though he doesn't run as much as some of those elite tier quarterbacks, he's going to pass so much that he's going to end up being a quarterback one. And so he's somebody that, if you are a contender and you want to do an upgrade of sorts, upgrade yourself to Dak Prescott. There's a lot of quarterbacks in Dynasty that are higher up than him. So maybe you can get yourself Dak Prescott and get yourself a little bit of flexibility in terms of an extra draft pick or some young rookie or something like that, who you're able to trade later on in order to be able to bolster your roster where you need it. And if you do it now, you're taking advantage of before everybody in the world sees that Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. Because that's what we're seeing coming out of the fantasy projections. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. It's basically the same story, except for that Baker Mayfield is 2 years younger than Dak Prescott. That's it. He's quarterback 16 for Dynasty, and he's quarterback 7 on Fantasy Pros. If you believe that, you know, that Tampa Bay offense is not going to miss a step with Liam Cohen going to Jacksonville, which a lot of people seem to believe that it's not going to, then you absolutely want to be in on Baker Mayfield. There's no reason why you believe that he's really anywhere different than he is now for fantasy purposes in 2-3 more years. Sure, instead of being quarterback 16, he might be like Dak Prescott and be at quarterback 21. But that's just exactly it. In terms of tier-wise, that's more or less the same. Not a whole lot different. So, totally fine with that. The next one is Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has a KTC rank of 17, but his Fantasy Pros rank is 9. It's basically the same thing as what I was talking about with Dak Prescott and Baker Mayfield, except for that Kyler Murray's only 28. For a quarterback, that's basically in his prime. And I feel like a lot of people have him ranked lower because they're like, oh, he might not be on the Cardinals or things like that. Well, guess what? In terms of the NFL, I don't think Kyler Murray's going anywhere. Teams would probably trade a ton of value to get a Kyler Murray. Arizona's not just going to let him go to free agency and go somewhere else. Like, Kyler Murray is going to be on the Arizona Cardinals, or they're going to get a haul for him. So, Kyler Murray, the fact that he's going to be a quarterback one, like, I'm saying that his stability, I think, is overblown. And I think that he is very stable. He's going to have a quarterback job in the NFL. And so you should be buying into Kyler Murray. I know I'm going to send out some trades for Kyler Murray after recording this episode. If you got one on Thursday night, know that this is exactly why you got this trade. There is one other player of value who has a significant difference, and that's Jared Goff. Now, his difference isn't as stark as everyone else. His single season rank is 15, and his dynasty rank is 22. That's not anything crazy, but keep in mind, he can be a sneaky little upgrade. If you need to get a little bit of value out of, say, transitioning somebody like a Jordan Love down to your Jared Goff. Well, Jordan Love this year, in terms of season long, quarterback 17. Jared Goff 15. They might as well be the same thing. And so if you're going to do that, sure, you're losing some age. You're going from Jordan Love's 26.8 years old down to Jared Goff's 30.8. You're losing 4 years. But in the grand scheme of things, if you're talking a two-year window anyway, Jared Goff's going to give you that two-year window, and you're going to get some value on the back end. You can get some extra picks. You can get some extra players. You can do something to help upgrade the rest of your roster or give you the flexibility you're going to need. So that's why Jared Goff is the last one that I want to talk about for quarterbacks that you might want to go out there and buy. Now, on the flip side, let's look at some quarterbacks who were steamed up in their dynasty projections compared to what they are being projected for a season-long perspective. The first one is Cameron Ward. I'm going to skip over this really quick. It's basically, he's a rookie. Like, he's quarterback 26 for season-long, quarterback 14 for dynasty. Don't expect huge things, but also, that's basically what we expect anyway. We don't expect huge things out of our rookie quarterbacks. Same thing goes with the number two, which is Jackson Dart. 34 for season long, 23 for dynasty. That's just what we should expect out of a rookie quarterback. The next one of value is CJ Stroud. So CJ Stroud, he is 23.8. When you compare that to the two rookies that I just talked about, he's within a year of Cam Ward by age, and he's only a year and a half off from Jackson Dart. And he's been in the NFL for 2 years now, so he started younger than both of those guys. But the worrying thing is that his projection for this season comes out to quarterback 19, and he's dynasty quarterback 10. If we look at some comparisons to some other quarterbacks. So we have Trevor Lawrence, 25.8, 2 years older than CJ Stroud. And Trevor Lawrence has a projection this season of 18 and a dynasty rank of 19. So that's kind of what we can expect out of CJ Stroud if this truly is how he finishes the season. If he finishes the season as quarterback 19, then we can expect his values going to erode further. This is just a continued fall in terms of value for somebody who just a year ago was being drafted oftentimes as like the quarterback 4 off the board. Like he was being drafted at the 103 to 106 in startup drafts. And if you look at projections for this season, you might want to find those people that were like, oh, I wasn't buying in the first round last year, but he's so much cheaper now, I think I can go and get him. Well, if we look at projections for this season, it doesn't look great. It's not the kind of thing that we will want to invest in. The same thing goes for the next quarterback on the list, who's Drake May. Drake May, for this season, projected quarterback 16. In Dynasty, he's quarterback 7. That's a huge value for Drake May. And so what you're hoping for, if you are getting Drake May, is that this New England offense is totally revamped above what everybody is expecting. It's fine to make that bet. It's the same thing like with CJ Stroud. If you think Houston's going to be way better this year, then fine. You think he's going to be better than quarterback 19. But keep in mind that Drake May, he's quarterback 7 in Dynasty. that means he needs to do a lot to stay there. Like, if he puts up better than quarterback 16, like, if he puts up quarterback 13, it's still not going to be good enough, probably, to keep him at quarterback 7. Like, Bo Nix is right behind him at quarterback 8, but at least he's projected this season to finish as quarterback 8. Caleb Williams, he's dynasty quarterback 11. And in terms of this season, he's projected to be quarterback 14. Like, these quarterbacks, they're going to be in a range where they might end up jumping Drake May as the season goes on. If Drake May is finishing out as quarterback 16, why wouldn't I put a Caleb Williams, who finishes quarterback 13 or 14, above Drake May? Because to me, that is what I should kind of be valuing. They're around the same age. They have around the same amount of experience, but give me the one that gets more points. So that's kind of my argument for maybe you should try and tier down from Drake May. Maybe take the advice that I said above. Tier down from Drake May and go all the way down to your Kyler Murray or your Baker Mayfield or your Dak Prescott. And accumulate that extra value for your team, especially if it's contending. The next quarterback who fits this bill is Jordan Love. So Jordan Love, in addition to not being in the 22-23-24-year-old range that all the other guys that I've just talked about are, he's all the way up there at 26.8 years old. His fantasy pros rank is 17. Like, that's not something that anybody gets excited about. If I said I have the 17th best quarterback in my Superflex spot, all right, so you got, you know, somebody who deserves to be there, but not anybody that I'm excited about or anything. And instead, he's dynasty quarterback 11. If he truly finishes down there in that 17 range, he's not any different than all the other quarterbacks who are just kind of in that tier with him. Why does he deserve to be so much higher? What's the difference between Jordan Love and getting Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray? Or you get youth out of J.J. McCarthy, but, like, how about going down to, like, Michael Penix? Like, Jordan Love versus Michael Penix. Like, sure, Michael Penix, quarterback 23 on this year. But quarterback 23 versus quarterback 17 in terms of warp, not really a big deal. So, I could just tear down from Love to Penix, accumulate that extra value, and off I go. And that's even with Michael Penix being the next quarterback on this list of having the disparity of being dynasty quarterback 18 to yearly quarterback 23. This is the first one that, like, when I look at it, kind of makes sense. Like, okay, I can understand this discrepancy, and I feel like the market is actually valuing this properly. Because he is young, but we don't know for sure that he's going to be the starting quarterback for Atlanta. Like, we saw 4 games from him last year, and we want to see that full season. And then, even beyond that, we don't know that he's going to really score that many points. Like, do we know that he's really that good of a quarterback? So, 23 from a season-long perspective makes sense. And the youth aspect for Dynasty, quarterback 18, like, this one actually makes sense to me. Whereas the Jordan Love one, why be Dynasty quarterback 11 when I have so many other options below him that I can just trade into, who are very similar ages? Kyler Murray, 1 year older, and projected to be 8 quarterback spots better for less dynasty value. Like, that's the value I want all day long. So those are the players with the biggest discrepancy at the quarterback position. So now I want to talk about the running backs. The first guy with a big discrepancy who is somebody that actually matters is Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones for Dynasty, running back 40, but for Redraft, running back 23. You can probably get some good value out of Aaron Jones in terms of having him be either a starter in your lineup league or him being somebody on your best ball team to start the season. So he's somebody that you can try and target if you know that, hey, I'm going to be trying to compete this year. Try and get yourself an Aaron Jones tier down to him. And if you're able to get extra flexibility, then that's awesome. The next guy is Tony Pollard. Season-long rank of 24, whereas in Dynasty, it's 35. He'll be a solid running back, somebody that you can fill into your roster, who can also come in pretty cheap. Now, of course, we know the running back, you always have injuries to account for. This obviously isn't crystal ball or anything, but Tony Pollard, we know what his role is going to be, more or less. Like, we know that he's going to be a solid running back, and we know that with a rookie quarterback, they're probably going to try and lean on the run more anyway. So he's just somebody that, yeah, he's 28 years old, but you aren't looking for a long range with your running backs. The next two go hand in hand with each other. Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. They're both old. They're both scary prospects for this season. Christian McCaffrey, the oft-injured running back, and he's somebody that, yeah, you still have to pay a good price for him. Like, he's still Dynasty running back 14. You probably still need to pay a first. He's probably on a team that doesn't want to accept that first either. But he's somebody that, if you're sitting out there with somebody more valuable, maybe you've got yourself a Bucky Irving. Maybe you got yourself a rookie running back this year. Like, you might be able to trade them for Christian McCaffrey, and the other manager won't realize they're giving up running back 4, who is very high up on that part of the curve in warp where each player, the difference between 1 versus 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that difference actually matters. Same thing goes with Derrick Henry. He's running back 7 this year. He's right at the edge of that point where, hey, these are the players that truly matter. But, I mean, at 31.6 years old, I can understand being worried about him. But he's one of those guys that, what have we seen year after year after year with Derrick Henry? He's the one player in the NFL. It doesn't seem like it matters how many carries he gets. He's just going to continue to run the ball down the throat of the defense and succeed over and over. And so if you're trying to compete this year, he's not a bad bet to do something like that on. Can you trade one of those rookie running backs for him? Yeah, long term might not look great, but in terms of giving you that boost towards the beginning of the season, so that way you can get that first round bye, these are two targets that you might actually be able to get. On the flip side, two guys that you might want to just sell high on now. Braylon Allen and Trey Benson. I know it's probably for a lot of you not the names you wanted to hear me say. But here's the facts of it. They are both 18 ranks higher in their dynasty ranks than their redraft ranks. Their redraft ranks are, for Trey Benson, it's 47, and Braylon Allen, it's 49. Their dynasty ranks, respectively, are 29 and 31. That 29 and 31 puts them in a value range where, yeah, they're worth a second round pick, at least. But in terms of overall running back rank, that 47 and 49, if the guy in front of them stays healthy, they aren't going to do squat. And you're just sitting around waiting for Breece Hall or James Conner to not do what they're going to do as long as they're healthy this season. This is 100% an injury bet. And with how valuable they are, in that they are worth a second round pick, you can probably take that second round pick and get somebody who's going to produce like they will when they come into the starting lineup if they get the opportunity because of injury to begin with. And if they don't get unimpeded opportunity due to injury, then both of these guys, they're going to be stuck in a timeshare backfield that you aren't going to be excited about in anyway. It's going to be one of those places where, like, yeah, I'm putting this guy into my lineup, but, like, I don't feel great about it. But you don't want to be doing that with somebody who's really valuable right now, who's 23 years old, so you got that youth boost on him, when you can also go out and get yourself an Aaron Jones, who you know what he's going to be. You know he's going to be a top running back on that Vikings team who's going to catch all those dump-offs from J.J. McCarthy. Or you can go out and get that Tony Pollard, who you know what his role is going to be on Tennessee, and they're going to try and run the ball a bunch with Cam Ward in his first year. So, Trey Benson and Braylon Allen, if you can get fair value out of them, it's probably worth it to just do it. And yeah, if you need to buy back in later, you buy back in later. But the cost is not going to be significantly different. They aren't going to jump up to a first value immediately as soon as they step on the field. Like, you've got opportunity that, yeah, if Breece Hall does go down, you can go and get Braylon Allen. It's not going to be as cheap as you sold him for right now, but you can go and get him. So that's kind of the proposition here, is that you're going to be able to take these guys and get some value out of them now while they are definitely worth that value. And you don't need to worry about what they're going to do this season, if they're going to get that opportunity or not. You know that you've already cashed out. Because realistically, if neither of those guys sees the field this year, you know that they are going to fall down in rankings, especially for next year. Dynasty value-wise, we're going to be like, we saw multiple years of basically minimal usage out of both of these guys. And they're going to be two players that nobody wants. Now, I get it. Braylon Allen, he's been shooting up the ranks recently. And so he's somebody that he has a better chance at taking over that backfield. But he still has to get past Breece Hall. Breece Hall isn't going to roll over and die. Breece Hall is still a good running back. There's a reason that he's the number one clear and away. And so we just need to rely on, hey, Breece Hall is still going to be there. He's still going to do well. Braylon Allen, as much as they may like him, he's not going to get that backfield by himself immediately. Trey Benson, he's been going down recently. We've realized as we've gotten towards the season, James Conner, he's just solid. He's going to do it year over year. He's going to be a good running back. And so Trey Benson, if he's not going to be cracking the front of that room, stealing all those carries out of James Conner, then we don't necessarily want him on our teams. But you can see that already forming now. And so that's why now is the time to get on top of it. The only other two to look at are Amarian Hampton and Travion Henderson. So those two guys, in terms of this upcoming season, are projected to be 17 and 21. But in Dynasty, they're running back 6 and 8. When you think about that, it's okay, how much do I want to risk if this Amarian Hampton guy is truly it in Los Angeles? Because we don't know. We haven't seen it. We don't know whether he's going to come out and he's absolutely going to smash everything. But if I look on Keep Trade Cut right now, who's basically right there with Amarian Hampton? Devon Achane. And you know what Devon Achane is projected for this season? He's projected to be running back 5. That's what I would expect out of Dynasty running back 4. But when he's right there next to Amarian Hampton, who's at running back 6, and I am looking at these rank numbers, and they are within 20 points of each other, with Saquon Barkley in the middle, I fully believe these could be different by the time this episode comes out and the rankings between these three guys are completely flipped. But Devon Achane and Amarian Hampton are basically the same value. And the only thing different is that Devon Achane is 1 year older. And we know that Devon Achane can produce huge numbers in the NFL. We don't know that in Amarian Hampton. It's actually a huge risk. So if you're a team that thinks you want to compete, or if you want to try and prey on the teams that think they're going to like do that little productive struggle thing, and they're going to want to be able to have those good young players, and when it gets towards the playoffs, my team's going to come alive, and all that kind of stuff. Amarian Hampton and Travion Henderson, who's not that far behind that Devon Achane, Amarian Hampton, Saquon Barkley group, like, they're kind of sneaky little poison pills you might be able to drop in. We aren't expecting that, you know, Travion Henderson's going to have full unimpeded run of the backfield. Ramondre Stevenson's still going to be there for another year. Now, dynasty value-wise, we're going to paint the story of, you know, oh, Ramondre Stevenson, he got all these carries. Wait for Travion Henderson to break out the following year. But if he does what we're projecting him to do, he's running back 21, cool, he'll break out. And if he's running back 12, is that really what we're aiming for out of Travion Henderson? Because right now he's running back 8. You can get a lot of value out of him because he's a rookie. So if you just trade down to, I don't know, Jonathan Taylor, and you just get yourself, yeah, Jonathan Taylor's going to be running back 11, but that's an upgrade for this year, and you're going to probably still get a couple more years out of Jonathan Taylor. Like, yeah, he's 26, but, like, he's not going to die in 1 year. The 27 cliff is just more of a dynasty value cliff. It's like, at any moment, the wheels could fall off, but I don't think they're going to. Or you even, if you don't want to play that age struggle as much, like, go get yourself Chase Brown. Like, he's only 25. You'll have 2 full years to utilize Chase Brown. And even with all of that going on, you still have the projected running back 8 for this year. Solid running back 1. So, like, you can get this value and just, sure, you're sacrificing a couple years. But if your window's now and you're sitting there with Travion Henderson on your roster, might not be the kind of guy that you want to give you that window and give you those points that you're really looking for. He's more of the guy that, yeah, you sell to that productive struggle team. They think, oh, well, I'll make playoffs and make a run. And then you just sit there and you watch that pick just slowly erode into all of a sudden you got yourself the 104, 105 next year. And it's like, ooh, that was a good deal. That's the kind of thing that you want to do to your opposing managers. That's everything that I have for this week. If you have not, go check out everything that I have at southharmonff.com. And as always, stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week with the wide receivers and tight ends.